Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say a very big thank you to you today. We bless, we honor, we magnify your holy name because you and you alone deserve all our praises, Lord. We shall continually thank you and praise your holy name because without you we are nothing. Whatever we have achieved thus far, we ascribe all the glory, all the praises unto you and to you alone, our God. We say thank you. That we are alive today is just by your grace, by your mercy. Everlasting God, thank you for our means of livelihood. Thank you for being there for us. You are ever reliable, you are ever dependable. Father, we say thank you. We bless and we honor you. Once again, we want to thank you, Lord, for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you for the word that has gone forth. Thank you for your word that has inspired, motivated, your word that has strengthened us, your word that has drawn us closer to you. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Jehovah God, we pray, Lord, that this day, Lord, as we look into your word, you reveal the mysteries in your word to us. And at the end of the day, Lord, Jehovah God, let your name be glorified. And let we, your children, Lord, be blessed in the name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I am very, very excited to be with you today. Because God has done great and mighty things in my life. And I want to believe that He's doing great and mighty things for you too. And today, I'll be discussing with us what I just titled, simply, give thanks. Give thanks. Let us give thanks to this God who has been our helper, who has been our succor, who without him we are nothing. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm chapter 4, reading from verse 1, it says, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul make its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. David was saying there, say, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Are you going to do the same thing? In the morning, I will bless the Lord. At daytime, I will bless the Lord. At nighttime, I will bless the Lord. In difficulties, I will bless the Lord. In abundance, I will bless the Lord. No matter what I may be going through, I will lift up my voices unto this God and say, thank you, for he deserves it. He said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My mouth will never be devoid of the praises of God, and so shall it be for you too. You will always have reason to thank this God, to praise this God. Because he has done so many things for us that we cannot even count. He has kept us. That you are alive today is enough praise. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that that thing that God has given you that you are considering as something insignificant, there is somebody somewhere who is on his knees or her knees praying to God for that same thing. So, brothers and sisters, you have been blessed. The Lord has blessed you, and you have to give thanks to this God. That verse to say, my soul make its boast in the Lord. What are you making boast? Are you making boast in what you have achieved? Without God, you would not have achieved it. So let your boast be in the Lord. Let it be in the Lord and magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. As you are listening to me, begin to thank this God. begin to bless him, begin to honor him, begin to exalt him, because he deserves it. He deserves it. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, reading from verse 18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." It is the will of God. So giving thanks, you are fulfilling the will of God. You are fulfilling the will of God by giving thanks. So why don't you fulfill his word? Why don't you fulfill his will? Why don't you make your God be pleased in you? Because you are doing his will, he will be pleased in you. And you can do that by praising the Lord. You know, when you praise God, when you thank God, you must do it wholeheartedly. Not one mind there, another mind away. You must do it wholeheartedly. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, Deuteronomy 32, reading from verse 46, he said to them, "Take to heart all the words by which I am warning you today, that you may command them to your children, that they may be careful to do all the works of this law. For it is no empty word for you, but your very life. And by this word you shall live long in the land that you are going over to Jordan to possess." The Lord is giving you the land. The Lord is the one who has made things possible for you. And you have to do it wholeheartedly. You have to give thanks to the Lord. Bible makes us to understand in Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, "Enter his gate with thanksgiving." That means that the key to entering the gate of God is with thanksgiving. So that if you don't have that key of thanksgiving, that person will not be able to access his gate. That means that for you to pass through that gate, you must have that ticket that is saying thanksgiving. That ticket is what permits you to enter his gate. Brothers and sisters, give thanks to him. He says, "Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name." Bless his name. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the ending. He is the immortal God. He is the invisible God. He is the Ancient of Days. He is the one that reigns from eternity to eternity. Is the Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Nissi, the Jehovah Roi, the Jehovah Shammah, the El Elyon, the Adonai. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name with me today. Because this God has just been too good. He's been too good. He's wonderful. He's excellent. He's marvelous. He's awesome. So what else can we give him than to say thank you to him? And to thank his God. When you thank him, he provokes his visitation. He visits you, like in the case of Solomon. When Solomon gave 1,000 offerings to the Lord visited him. That same God, he will visit you this day in the name of Jesus. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 1, reading from verse 6, say, "And Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before the Lord, which was at the tent of the meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings. In that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, 'Ask, what shall I give to you?'" An open check. You get an open check by being grateful. By being grateful. Where I come from, there is an idea to say, if you are a child that is grateful for what you do for them yesterday, that child is entitled to another goodness today. Brothers and sisters, be grateful. Be grateful. Don't join the committee of grumblers. Don't join the committee of those who are ever complaining, who are never satisfied, who are never contented with what God has blessed them with. They are always seeing what God has not done for them. They are forgetting all the good things that God has done for them. You don't have a job. You don't have a job. Why don't you thank God? Thank God that you even have life. Because if you don't have life, you won't be even looking for a job. God is the provider. He is the sufficiency. He is the almighty God. Brothers and sisters, let's learn to thank this God. Let's learn to give thanks to him. Let us learn to praise him at all times. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:28, you see, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. That situation you are going through, everything is going to work together for good for you, provided you praise this God, provided you give thanks to Him, provided you are always lifting Him up. Brothers and sisters, thanksgiving can never be too much. It can never be too much. Even we as individuals, when people thank you for that which you have done for them, it pleases you in the heart, and you want to even do more for those people. How much more God, whose abundance has no limit, His resources has no limit. Brothers and sisters, praise this God. Bless Him. He's ready to grant you wisdom. He's ready to grant you wisdom. He tells us that if you lack wisdom, come to Him and He will give it to you. So if you lack wisdom, why don't you continue to praise Him? That passage that we just read, what was it Solomon asked for? In that verse, and Solomon said to God, "You have shown great and steadfast love to David my father, and have made me king in his place. O Lord, let your word to David my father be now fulfilled, for you have made me king over the people, as numerous as the dust of the earth." He said, "Give me now wisdom and knowledge to go." Wisdom and knowledge. And God gave him. God gave him both wisdom. He gave him knowledge. What he did not even ask for, God gave it to him. So brothers and sisters, develop a lifestyle of thanksgiving. A lifestyle of thanksgiving. A lifestyle of gratitude. Showing gratitude to this God at all times. Giving thanks to Him. Praising Him at all times. And the Lord will meet you at the point of need. He tells us in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, say, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." So why are you anxious? Why are you anxious? Why don't you give thanks to God concerning that situation, concerning that circumstance? And as you give thanks to Him, the Almighty God will be able to move on your behalf. So brothers and sisters, let us learn to give thanks. Let us learn to give thanks. The book of Psalm 9, reading from verse 1. Say, "I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wondrous deeds with my whole heart." Not a part of my heart, but with my whole heart. He said, "I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High." He said, "When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence." Ah, Father, you have granted me victory over my enemies. You have not allowed my enemies to rejoice concerning me. They are not celebrating. They are not throwing party over me. Ah, Father, I say thank you. I say thank you. The enemy dug a pit for me. I did not fall into it. They set trap for me. I do not fall into that trap. Father, Lord, you build your wall round about me. They threw arrows at me. It did not get to me. Why will I not say thank you? Why will I not bless you? Why will I not thank you, Lord? You deserve it, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Papa. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You have been so good. You have been so wonderful. I go to bed, you wake me up. I go out, you bring him back safely. Father, I say thank you. I am not shedding tears concerning those blessings you have given me. Rather, Lord, you have put into my mouth a song of joy. Father, I say thank you. Is there somebody there today who want to say thank you to you? But I want to say, first of all, do you know this God? Because you can only thank a God that you know. So, if you do not have a relationship with this God, why don't you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He will give you the peace. He will give you joy. It will fight your battle. It will grant you victory in all situations. So why don't you praise Him? Why don't you accept Him this morning and say, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen." Father, thank you for this, your children. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Write their name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. For every one of you that have listened to this broadcast, the Almighty God will continue to be with you. He will continue to keep you. He will continue to guide and direct your path. In the name of Jesus, spirit of error shall be far away from you. Every obstacle in your way, they are hereby removed for the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.